Tim Stout will attest to my visions. He is standing by. If he's not done puking right now after hearing that from Stout on Sports weekday mornings at 10 a.m. on the game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing. TV guy, how you doing, Timmy?
I just rewrote the lead script for tonight's 6 o'clock television sports. Aiden Childs receives incredible praise, enormous expectations from leader in all-time Michigan sports media, who expects nothing but the all-time greatest performance in the history of Michigan State football. Words to that effect, I'll have to work on it a bit.
I think that could be the
new lead story for tonight at 6.
I think you need to call the news department and get a crawl happening, like during Judge Judy right now or something, or whatever they're doing. Or it's, I don't even know what shows are on, because I'm on every day at 3 to 6. I haven't watched afternoon TV in 25 years, 30. I've been doing a talk show 32 years. In the afternoon.
You haven't missed anything.
Believe it. I will say this. The vibe was pretty good. The intel was right. And for what it is, a spring showcase scrimmage, whatever you want to call it, you know, that with what he's brought in, the coaching, little things, I'm not saying they're a Big Ten power, but this is a team that is in a much better place than most would expect, considering what they went through last fall and where they are now.
Well, you could say then they could finish 5-7 and they were a better team than they were last fall.
I say 6-6. 6-6 in a bowl game is my prediction. That's the bottom mark.
Well, I think a lot, before the first game will probably go along somewhere in there. I'll tell you what though, Bill, in my opinion, it is so much more difficult to figure this stuff out. State just lost two key players today at the transfer portal. And there are more, Antonio Gates is one of them, and he's a receiver. Now, look, that doesn't mean just because he's Sean Brown's a defensive back. Both of them had a lot of experience last year, though. One on special teams, and then Gates played in all 12 games. But, he's going elsewhere. And my sense is there will be more coming and going. I mean, you mentioned Dusty May a moment ago. He went from no team. Now he's got at least five guys coming in, and one of them's from Ohio State. I mean, analyzing these teams this far in advance, especially football, with August practice around, people are going to do that no more than I do. And on Childs is the same way. Let's see. He went 7-14 for 106 in a controlled scrimmage.
Heisman.
If you like what you saw, then put him in the Heisman Trophy and the first pick in the NFL draft in a couple of years. If you're a little more cautious than that, which I always am, I always say I got to see these guys play, and I don't want to see them play against Prairie View A&M, because you could throw four touchdown passes against Prairie View A&M. You might throw three against Florida Atlantic, okay? So there's seven right there in those two free wins, and what's notorious to me about the media, generally speaking, who cover, especially Michigan State, the moment there's a shred of optimism, no matter who they play, that's just taken as something as, well, what a... I mean, it was the same way last year when they started 2-0 and beat Richmond 45-14. At that point, after that game, my sense is there weren't many people at that point who thought they'd finish 4-8. But things can change in a hurry, as you know.
By the way, for what they lose with Brown and Antonio Gates hitting the transfer portal, they did get former Oregon, Indiana edge Anthony Jones. And that does go right along with your thoughts that there's so much flip happening with college football rosters where you won't know until you do see the gains. But I'll say, and I've been saying this all spring football, that you have a quarterback, you have a chance, in my mind.
Oh, I totally agree. Now, whether he's that guy or not, he hasn't started one single college game, and he wasn't good enough as a freshman last fall to start on a team that went 8-4. I'm not knocking him at all. I'm just saying those are the facts of it moving in. And I think it's impossible to, he had some overthrows. I didn't watch everything. I was out of town, didn't see the thing live, so I had to watch some of, not all of it, but some of it when I got back. I mean, for instance, the running back Nathan Carter, where I was on Saturday, Bill, the thing came over my phone. Oh, man, what a great touchdown run right out of the chute. Well, then I watched it. I'm not taking any away from him either, but two guys at the line of scrimmage just fell down. And once he got past them, he was absolutely wide open. So how you can figure one way or the other how that will play out in the game moving forward, at least for me, is impossible to do. And to me, spring football is like spring training in baseball. Everybody's optimistic. Everybody had a good spring. Everybody thinks we're going to make the playoffs. It's just the nature of where it is when you're starting out. And, you know, I mean, to your point, 6-6, I have no reason to argue with you one way or the other on that. I have no reason to argue with you one way or the other, other than the fact that they are clearly going to have to make significant improvement almost everywhere on the field from where they were a year ago. Now, whether they do or not, I guess that's why you play the games, right? But I don't think those first couple of games are going to be a good litmus test, just like last year, because they had no trouble winning the first two games, and it didn't mean anything because they didn't play anybody, in my world anyway.
Yeah, Tim, I might be going overboard on two Heismans and the overall number one pick 3 years from now in the NFL draft. I'll wait for Aiden Childs to play some games. I'll wait until his first Big Ten game. Okay, I'm not going to spend the whole summer. I can't hype him up like that and say double Heisman, overall number one pick without ever starting a game. You're right, Tim. That's why I turned to you. You're not just a dean of sports. You're the Dini Lama.
Well, to your point, though, he might bring one thing to the table that, in my opinion, they have been missing, frankly, for years. And that's a quarterback who can make plays with his feet, because they run him and he has speed, okay? Well, they haven't had that at that position. You know, most of the time, you know, they've just been, when Peyton Thorne was there, I mean, when he ran some, but then he got hurt. So, you know, it's a risk-reward. If they have a guy who can make plays with his feet the way J.J. McCarthy did at times for Michigan, well, and wait all these NFL quarterbacks who are doing well, but they can do now, well, then you got something. The risk, in my opinion, of that is, sooner or later, if he gets hit, where he might not otherwise get hit, what if he gets banged up and then who's next? Now, the kid who's a backup, is Tommy Schuster out of North Dakota. You know, he has experience at that level. He's from Michigan. So, you know, he's played a bit. I was surprised with his numbers. He agreed to come into Michigan State because he knew he was going to be a backup. But I think he wanted to come home and take his shot and see what he could do. You know, to me, I wouldn't eliminate him either. I think in today's football world, you got to have a backup quarterback. By the way, did you hear that, Detroit Lions? Because you still don't have one. But nonetheless, for Michigan State, to your point, yes, they need a starter. In my opinion, they need a starter who can make plays with the feet, and they have not had that. And they need a backup so that if something happens to this kid, they're not just bailing out. Because for the last couple of years, once they get past the first quarterback, even if he has limited ability, then it really goes downhill from there. And I think Jonathan Smith clearly has in mind the fact we had to bring two quarterbacks in here, which he did, beyond what they had. And all those other guys, he saw those guys, and none of those guys, in his mind, obviously, were going to be difference makers to turn it from 4-8. Now, how these guys develop and who they're going to throw to and who's going to block for them and who's going to run the ball, all that, I guess, we'll see and watch it play out during a game. Look, I'm not disagreeing with you on Childs. I just haven't seen him play in a game, okay? I'm not, because, you know, I think Jonathan Smith did not recruit him to Oregon State in the first place to be a backup, and I don't think he brought him to Michigan State to be a backup. He obviously must see something that he thinks is got a lot of high opportunity, and that, you know, and he... Last year, Tucker couldn't figure out who the quarterback was. You know, they lost Peyton Thorne to the transfer portal because he didn't support the guy, among other issues. Well, this time in spring practice, Jonathan Smith made no bones about it. This is the quarterback. This is our starter. This is the guy we're going to develop. So he didn't need to worry in spring practice about his job because this coach made it clear from day one, this is the guy we're going to turn to. And that's unlike what I've seen around here in some time, frankly.
I love the open side of Jonathan Smith, everything he's done since he's been hired. I also saw the photo 2 days ago. They had the celebration of the dedication of the Tom Izzo football building, and you had Ishbia, and you had Jonathan Smith and Izzo and his family there. Pretty cool. You could tell just from the videos and photos, you know, Tom was touched. He also gave back to the university. I haven't been in there yet. How cool is that place?
Well, it's spectacular. I mean, it's just, you know, and, you know, to me, Bill, you know, it used to be before name image and likeness. If you were going to keep up with the Joneses, you had to make sure your facilities were absolutely top-notch, no matter what it cost, wherever you had to get the money. And toward that end, Michigan State, frankly, has tried to do that. you know, I'm old school. I can remember the metal lockers when I used to see them when I was first going on the air, and now I look at what it is now everywhere, not just here, but everywhere. But now with this name, image, and likeness, I think schools are going to have to prioritize what they're going to do with the resources that they have available. Are you going to land recruits based on the facilities you have or are planning to have, or are you going to land recruits because here's what we can compensate you with if you come here, regardless of what the facilities are? I think there's more NIL issues now than there ever have been before with a lot of these schools. I don't think it's sustainable. I buy all that. I think there's some kind of an abyss that's coming. This is going to have to get dealt with. But in the meantime, you know, how are you landing these? This Dusty May at Michigan, how is it that he got five guys in the portal in a matter of hours, and Juwan couldn't get some of these guys to come in here month after month after month? It sounds to me that when Michigan landed Dusty May, a commitment had to be made that we can't just expect him to come in here and not give him the tools to win. We're going to have to give him the tools to land players in here. Three of those five guys I'm familiar with, Bill. And let me tell you, Michigan won't be 8-24 next season. That's my guess there.
Yeah, again, it's about culture. It's about, you know, molding a team together. I agree with you. We did talk to Ballas last hour. He said that a sizable number was one thing that Dusty talked about. And he went out across the country and met the big boosters face to face and doubled their NIL pool, doubled it. And that's how they're dropping all these big names who are signing, getting some cash, getting paid. And Michigan could be, based on what I'm just seeing, you know, this weekend. You know, you go back to Pippen's son committing a high schooler out of L.A. They potentially could be a Big Ten championship team. Seriously.
Well, I think I don't think he's done. But to me, when I heard the old school refrain that, well, no, the way, you know, you just kind of, you know, you still build through the high schools and then you just pick up transfer guy here and there. I don't buy that for one single minute. I think where Michigan is right now in basketball, trying to go through the height, and you know, and look, they did get the one guy. Okay, you're right. They got Pippen's kid. All right, so you got that. But to me, in the world you live in today as a coach, man, I'm going, if I've got the resources, I'm going to the portal. I'm going right to that portal. It's like Wisconsin lost this A.J. Store, only the best scorer, the best player I've seen them have in years, and he only left because Kansas figured out a way to get him more money. I mean, it's what it's become. That's why I say, as bad as Michigan was last year, this guy's not going to go into a gunfight with a cap pistol as a basketball team. And I can tell he's not done. And he's got a lot of guys to choose from, too. Plus, he can sell, if it matters to any of those guys, a Michigan education as well. I don't know how many of those guys care about that. The Yale guy might. He might care about that. And that guy, you know, helped Yale win a game in the NCAA tournament. And in the football end of it, you know, now the portal's open on the football side. I kept saying last week, I don't think the big deal for news coming out of spring practice is going to be the final practice. I think the big thing coming out of spring practice is 2 days later when the new week gets here, who goes to the portal from these football teams and who do they bring in? And to your point, they just brought in this linebacker, Jones. This is his third college. He was at Oregon, Indiana, and now Michigan State. I mean, so trying to figure this out, I mean, it's a world that I'm not familiar with and most people aren't familiar with because of the rapid change in the way this all works in the last couple of years.
Tim Stout, Stout on Sports, weekday mornings, 10 a.m. on the Game, 7:30 a.m. in Lansing. Huge show live if you're in mid-Michigan, 3 until 6 p.m. on AM 7:30. That's Monday through Friday. You also see Tim on the TV. He'll be talking about my prediction that Childs will win two Heismans, be the overall first pick, and a year from this fall, Michigan State will win a Big Ten championship in football with Childs. And all of Spartan land will be smiles.
We may have to break into programming. I'm just telling
you. Hey, Judge, we interrupt Judge Judy. We interrupt Judge Judy. She's got a rule on somebody didn't pay the rent, and people are watching this for a half hour.
Or Jeopardy, because we got Jeopardy that goes into the 5
I think Jeopardy, people watch it and want to pretend they're smart. People are lucky to get 1 out of 10 on questions on Jeopardy. My mom and brother will sit there. I swear to God, I hear cartoon music when they're watching Jeopardy.
Yeah. No, I hear you. So that's why if we break into it, we're not screwing anybody up because they won't be getting the right answers anyway.
So hold on. I made some of these predictions about Denard Robinson back in the day, too, and those didn't pan out. But I think with Childs, so two Heismans, overall number one pick, one Big Ten title. I won't go national championship. And then a college football playoff appearance for Michigan State in 2000, a year from this fall. That's all I'm putting on.
When he speaks, Billy, you know, I think he says all the right things. I think
I love him. I think he's a talent. I watched the Big Ten replay on it a couple times. I'm telling you, if you watch Jaden Daniels, JJ could go two to Washington. It could be Daniels, whatever. He's going to go top 5-8 for sure. All the quarterbacks are, all four of them. Is that, I'm going to tell you, or three of them at least, is that I'm going to tell you that he kind of reminds me of Jaden Daniels. Not quite as fast as him, but he reminds me of him. And I think for Michigan State, where they were, just like where Michigan was with Juwan Howard just 2 months ago, where Michigan State was to end last season, so go end of November, where they're at right now, I give Coach Smith and his team and the support staff there and the players who stuck around a ton of credit. And same thing with Michigan hoops. Timmy, I got to get to a network to you.
Good to talk to you, Bill. Stay in touch anytime. Tell Ballas I said hi.